Chapter 26. Happy the husband of a good wife, twice lengthened are his days. A worthy wife brings joy to her husband. Peaceful and full is his life. A good wife is a generous gift, bestowed upon him who fears Yahweh. Be he rich or poor, his heart is content, and a smile is ever on his face. There are three things at which my heart quakes, a fourth before which I quail. Though false charges in public, trial before all the people, and lying testimony are harder to bear than death, a jealous wife is heartache and mourning, and a scourging tongue like the other three. A bad wife is a chafing yoke. He who marries her seizes a scorpion. A drunken wife arouses great anger, for she does not hide her shame. By her eyelids and her haughty stare, an unchaste wife can be recognized. Keep a strict watch over an unruly wife, lest finding an opportunity, she makes use of it. Follow close if her eyes are bold, and be not surprised if she betrays you. As a thirsty traveler with eager mouth drinks from any water that he finds, so she settles down before every tent peg, and opens her quiver for every arrow. A gracious wife delights her husband. Her thoughtfulness puts flesh on his bones. A gift from Yahweh is her governed speech, and her firm virtue is of surpassing worth. A modest wife is the choicest of blessings. Her chaste soul is priceless. Like the sun rising in Yahweh's heavens, the beauty of a virtuous wife is the radiance of her home. Like the light which shines above the holy lampstand, are her beauty of face and graceful figure. Golden columns on silver bases are her shapely limbs and steady feet.
The following segment is not present in all ancient manuscripts and thus is of uncertain authenticity.
My son, keep intact the prime of your life by not surrendering your strength to strangers. Single out from the land a fertile field, and there, with confidence, sow the seed of your increase. So shall you have your offspring around you, and they shall grow up in confidence. A prostitute is thought of as spittle, and a married woman is a tower of death to those who embrace her. An impious woman will be given as a portion to the lawless man, but a devout wife will be given to the man who fears the Lord. A shameless hussy wears out reproach, but an exemplary daughter will be modest even before her husband. The unruly wife will be thought of as a bitch, but the one with a sense of shame fears the Lord. The woman who respects her husband will be seen as wise by everyone. But the one who proudly scorns her spouse will be known as impious by all. Happy is the man of a good wife. Each year of his life counts for two. But a loud-mouthed scolding wife is a battle trumpet signaling attack, and any man who answers that challenge will spend his life amid the turbulence of war.
This concludes the segment of Uncertain Authenticity.
These two bring grief to my heart, and the third arouses my horror. A noble man reduced to want, illustrious men held in contempt, and the man who passes from righteousness to sin, for whom Yahweh makes ready the sword.